Hi, this is Mike with Battle Plan Roll Sixes. On behalf of the rest of the crew, we'd like to welcome you to episode 21. We wish we had lost this episode. On this episode, we did what normally people do on their 21st and got extremely drunk. And in so doing so, this episode became a gag episode. We highly recommend for your enjoyment that you also become extremely drunk before you listen to this. If you are not plastered, please pause this and grab the nearest beer. If you don't have any beer in your house, go to the nearest bar. If you don't have any near bars, go to your friend's house. Do whatever you have to get extremely shit-faced. Once you are shit-faced, come back, start this episode, and enjoy.
Welcome to Battle Plan Row 6's episode 21.
Also yes, known as the drunk edition.
We're hammered. And I don't mean hammer time.
Well, four of us are. Jack, no, stop. I'm going to smack you.
Hammer time.
Smack. Strangely enough, our sober voice of reason is Duncan of all people.
I fucking hate each and every single one of you sons of bitches.
Thank you, Duncan.
You can't hate Jack.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't hate me. You can't
no.
It's a hate crime. You also can't hate Betty.
No, it's a hate crime.
Sir, I'm an immigrant. I'm allowed to hate anybody I want.
We're all immigrants.
It's still a hate crime.
Some against their wills.
You can't hate me either, but I don't remember why.
All right, that's number three.
What?
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 Number three?
I'm claiming diamonds on the floor.
I think number three just hit Mike. I think I've already squid out number one.
Okay,
yep,
so.
Done that.
What are we doing tonight? Eldar?
Mike, yes, we're doing Eldar, and Mike is wet.
So I hate slash love you for buying me that first car bomb. Or second. Either way.
Seth bought the last one.
Yeah, we all know Seth bought the last car bomb.
That's the one that counts.
Yeah.
That's so. Okay, so now that we just babbled for 30 minutes about nothing, or how many minutes is this?
It's been like 3 minutes.
2 minutes and 20, 2 minutes and 20 seconds. This might be the world's longest podcast to me. To you guys, this probably is the world's longest podcast because it's 3 minutes in. And,
for the three listeners that have stayed through
and we haven't started anything. So we're going to talk about Battletech and how Robotech is now... has a Kickstarter and how
Kickstarter for
right, I'm day. Done. Y'all are out. Fuck this shit. Peace.
And how HeroClix has Iron Maiden models now. And
not only does HeroClix have Iron Maiden models, but WizKids is also bringing back
Mage Knight.
Old Mage Knight models with two different bases on them.
Interrupting is bad.
So you can play the normal Mage Knight models with the old rules, or you can integrate them into the new HeroClix. Yeah, what do you think about that, Jack?
That I believe that Battletech would have a much more wider base of operation is if they told Iron...
If people played it?
Ralpar to go away, and if they went to inject and mode, because Andy's right.
Yeah.
Go, Andy!
You're a founding Whatever. Member!
He's a he's a founding member! I just looked over at the thing real fast, the display, and I saw Ralph Carr, founding member Andy, compared to non-founder Mending Little Andy.
This has been episode 21.
Thank you, and we wish you all a good night and good luck.
What?
What?
What? What happened?
Oh,
what beat you?
Come sit back closer to the mic.
What?
What?
Can anyone repeat what he said?
Yeah, something about sleeping together.
Loving on Betty.
You're basically, long story short.
He basically said that Jack and Betty rub on one another.
Oh, okay.
And Andy has a ladder made out of plastic, too.
Is that some kind of hydroponic watering thing or
is
something?
Is that your,
human
your model for the human centipede?
Crap, Jack!
Yeah. Oh, it's part of the human centipede. He's getting poop in his mouth.
Oh, that's why we're watering the station.
What?
You look like you have like herpes with a mouth.
We all know that couldn't happen.
right in that area.
I think he's gonna have a movie made of him someday.
So, hand washing station.
Hand washing station.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Mr. Recording, by the way.
So this has been BeefGarf6's first interview. Hey, Andy, what's that? It's a hand washing station, in case anyone didn't catch that.
Made out of PVC. Yeah.
Made out of PVC.
Just look at it. It's look clear as day.
Yes. Let me describe you.
We'll take pictures.
What he had. We'll take pictures.
Use your mind's eye.
I have garlic.
And Mike has garlic.
That he spread on his asshole and lets his dogs lick off.
What the hell are we doing tonight?
Ugly little dogs. What?
What are we doing tonight? Well,
we're going to take a break. We'll be back after the station identification.
Well, since we're talking about ugly little dogs, we're going to do...
Wait.
Eldar?
This station... Wait. This podcast is brought to you by...
Guinness, Bailey's, and...
Jameson.
Yes. There you go.
Because I can remember the ingredients
all the same time.
Proper car bomb.
If you're not drinking tonight right now, you're just wrong.
I tried to tell him. Son of a bitch.
You were there in spirit.
No, you tried to tell us all for... Never mind.
What? What? For all of 3 seconds.
Okay. So, gentle viewers.
So, wait. The thing,
gentle.
What have you done recently?
We don't need gentle viewers.
Oh, yeah.
What have you done recently besides paint a trash can?
I painted a trash can that looked like a Ultramarines veteran sergeant.
So it was an ultra. It was an urban mech?
Huh?
So just like the Ultramarines, it was trash.
Only if it was injected plastic, it would be awesome.
Is that right, Jack? Like the Ultramarines, it's trash?
Matt Ward.
Three plus Invuln Storm Shield. Ah, bitch. Oh, what else have you done, Jack? How am I tip?
I may have,
You may have?
I may have.
You can't remember?
I may have. I really haven't done anything. I, maxed my Romulan character out on Star Trek Online.
Wait, you That's primed really a bunch 40. Of Tau stuff, right?
I primed a bunch of Tau stuff, and then I primed some more Tau stuff.
I also...
No, you didn't.
Go on, Jack.
Also touched my no naughty places?
Yes.
At least he can make you wet.
Moist.
Sorry. Wow. Moist.
Damn it, Jack.
Hey, I'm all in it for me. Okay?
What else did you do, Jack?
Far away 5.
I really honestly, at this point, I don't even know.
You primed Close a trash enough. Can and what?
I painted a trash can like a Ultimate Adventure Shark. Primed some towel stuff. And I... And then smoking the marijuana.
It's oh my god! You don't even know how to do the right line. I swear to God, Jack, all you need is just like a punch in the testicles.
Your head is really soft.
His buddy actually tries to punch you in the testicles.
Yeah, I slapped him in the mouth. Because that's where
that's
my testicles were.
It's a hate crime.
It is coming from you.
Okay, Duncan, what did you do?
Who?
No. Duncan. I get to go last, because I actually did something.
Wait, I did stuff. So that means I get to go second to last.
Mike, what'd you do?
I ate pizza.
Drinking doesn't count, Seth.
Mike didn't do anything. Betty,
okay,
what'd you
wait,
do?
wait. I did a lot.
Mike put together four drill marines. I know that much.
Did I?
Yeah.
What else did I do?
That's it. Right?
Painted some stuff.
What'd you paint?
Models.
What models? And don't you dare say plastic models.
This is the quietest the entire podcast is going to be.
Mike, what did you paint?
GW models?
Other than GW models, be more specific.
Oh god, I don't remember.
Oh,
I fired up my airbrush and painted some tanks.
What tanks? Those tanks were already painted before Adepticon.
Guard? Space Marines?
Oh yeah, those were painted before Adepticon. No, I'm just kidding.
Jack, shut your hole.
I put together a lot of replacement Forge World stuff.
Am I going to smack Jack?
While we're talking about replacement stuff, Mike, why don't you tell everyone what you bought to replace all your stolen stuff?
Forge World.
How much Forge World?
You know what I just realized? We didn't announce who was here.
Oh, no!
Okay, if you all don't know who by now, obviously you're a first-time listener, and you should go back...
This is
21
good,
episodes
three,
ago.
Three episodes.
This is not a good place to start. You should go back.
Yeah. Maybe when we are...
Now, this is a perfect place to stop.
Yeah, just go ahead. Pause this right now. Go get slammered.
Slammered?
Slammered. Slammered.
Slammed the new kids are saying.
Home of the Good Burger. May I take your order?
Welcome to Good Burger. Home of the Good Burger. May I take your order?
I remind me of Steven.
I do have a copy of
soda. I do.
I will take a liter of cola.
Liter of cola.
Would you like to borrow my copy of Grape Soda Monthly?
Oh my god!
Holy shit! It's a cover!
Holy
shit!
Holy shit!
Hey, Connor, I got a question for you.
Oh god, no! No, 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 no! No, no, no! Run! Run! Run!
What the hell? Run, white boy, run!
Okay,
he's pretty fast. He really is. It must be the diabetes. Okay, you went to senior prom since last we talked, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Did it turn out better than last year?
Party with all my friends.
So you had some guy fond of you?
No.
Why are you wearing a dress?
No. Was it Betty?
Wait, what? Okay.
Not even behavior under the table this time. I saw the point in you.
Okay, so everybody. So Connor, have a seat.
Connor, have a seat.
Tell
us about your inability to score.
Why don't you tell us about sitting in the corner of a room playing?
Yeah.
Playing what?
Connor, you all right, Connor? Yeah, I didn't feel good last night.
Yeah, we know the truth.
Do you even remember that now?
No, he doesn't.
Are you piped?
Hey, Connor, what happened at Adepticon?
You are
unpiped.
Fun stuff happened at Adepticon. Shit, what am I doing? Right. There
you
go.
Safety has to be off to wreck his life.
Yeah, fun stuff happened. What else do you want to say?
What was her name?
Jack. Her name is Jack.
Oh, hey. You wouldn't even talk to me on Saturday night.
So, Connor.
Probably because you did something.
Connor, apparently.
I didn't do anything. I bought you my
Bells. Apparently, there was a Saturday night. You went upstairs.
And just passed out?
And played on your tablet for like 5 minutes and then fell asleep.
Yeah.
Why was that?
Because I was tired.
Tired from what?
Everyone seems to have the actual truth now. I'm not certain why.
I never actually heard him stutter before.
I'm 18 and innocent.
You're funny.
I love you.
Why'd you have to announce your age? No one knows how old you are. God damn it, Connor.
Mama, he's
I'm 21
crazy.
And innocent.
There you go.
Connor, you missed the pre-podcast shots. I'm disappointed.
Damn it.
Here, Connor, have some pizza.
Buy a lot.
Pizza shots.
It has ants on it.
Hey, look, it does, and look, I ate it.
Seriously, did.
It's freaking awesome. More protein.
Yeah,
it's like a two meat.
So, Connor, why don't you tell us how your Adepticon Saturday night went?
Yeah,
you know, I'm starting to think at this point in the podcast, I'm of no real use other than like comic relief.
Nobody here is of any use.
Four of us are.
They're all smashed. I'm not.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sort of
unlike you on that Saturday.
Why
night.
Why did I get here late this time?
I'm sort of sweat it out.
Gotta pee.
Good enough.
Yeah, alcohol tends to dehydrate you.
That's why you have water.
Why
crackers?
Did I come late this time? I'm early every other time, but now this time. This
You're just mad you missed the shots.
You just never hope that your girlfriend's late.
And guess what? When you get close to 30, you don't have to worry about that because you don't care anymore.
And it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I know.
You're shooting blanks.
It works.
Are you 30 yet?
Yes.
Yes.
Betty, I am not shooting blanks. I just don't care anymore.
Is that what you told the stripper?
Probably.
Is this what you told the stripper or New York?
Both. Who cares?
Jack, can we go to New York with Seth? Please.
I thought we were.
That's what I thought.
She has sisters.
She does have sisters.
How many sisters?
She has two sisters.
Damn it.
Dibs.
Fuck
you.
You
want to yell dibs on him?
Sorry,
dibs.
Were you recording?
Yes,
we're recording.
Yes. Sure, when I insult people, were you recording?
Thank you, founding member Andy.
Thank you, founding member.
For the record, Connor's into brothers.
Wait, what?
Is that what you're saying?
Connor?
Oh.
Hey, Connor, how's it going?
I think he's a switch hitter, maybe.
Oh, okay.
That's me.
He does sleep behind curtains.
Oh, shit.
Where else was I
supposed... What were you doing behind those curtains?
Masturbating, what do you think?
Oh, shit.
It's masturbating, sure.
Oh, yeah. Shit!
Yeah. Respect your elders.
I'll go ahead and sign off on this podcast. So good luck and good night.
At least he's honest about it.
I would like to thank Evil Ed from Life After the Cover Save for inspiration.
Why do you think I had my iPad back there with me? I mean, really. Is it not obvious?
See, when you get drunk, you masturbate?
Wait, hold on. Okay. There's no proof that he was drunk. His blood sugar was remarkably different.
Low.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, high
you,
or low.
Aren't you not supposed to drink as a diabetic?
Do you need your tears?
I'm not supposed to do a lot of things. As any tears.
Wasn't Duncan supposed to be looking out for you?
No! Nobody signed for him.
Bad on Duncan.
No, he's an adult this time.
Nobody signed for him. He had
no
paper.
No, but I don't care if he signed.
I need myself.
No, his mom said Seth.
Seth?
Yeah, after a long, lingering handshake and a look in the eyes.
I am not an adult.
Wait, you told me you were.
The only adult around here is Chris.
Wait,
we've already learned that.
You're older than me. You're the adult, Jack.
I didn't talk to his mom. I didn't shake her hand.
I did talk to his mom.
I didn't.
Wait.
I did fondle his mom's hand.
Did you look at her in the eye?
I don't think that's the right word.
We did. Just like she likes.
We did stare at each other for about 20 minutes.
Long and deep and wide.
It was nice. You know, I could give a fuck, or I could not.
Yeah.
I think I'll go with not.
But Connor, eat some pizza.
His sister was in between me and his mom.
Wait, what?
Those of you that don't know, Connor also has a hot sister.
Yeah.
Wait,
13 years old.
So I'm going to stop my joke.
I'm
going to stop my joke right now.
Shut up, Jack.
Apparently, isn't this Kentucky?
I didn't want
to. Yeah.
We've only got, what, 3 more years?
Oh, wait. Oh,
that's right. If you were related to her, it wouldn't matter.
You need to marry into the family, so it's okay.
I like how the fact that Duncan isn't saying anything anymore, so apparently we're just that bad.
Hey, Duncan, here, have some pizza.
We actually have some pizzas.
Well, they tell you the ants were all over the pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, have some pizza.
Wait, it's okay. I didn't touch his sister.
She just watched
much.
I just touched his mom.
Just touched his mom, yeah.
Was she wearing... Wait. Was she wearing riding pants?
When we dropped you off, wasn't your mom bending over in the garage?
Oh.
She was.
Did Duncan take
the
shit
out work?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Because there's a terrible joke in there. There's a really terrible joke that, yeah. Anyway,
Eldar!
That was actually really.
Oh,
funny.
Wait!
We haven't finished what we've done.
How much did you drink that?
Yeah, I didn't get to do what I've done. Not really that much.
I put
not
a bunch of crap
as much
together.
As I drank last night.
Trying to replace crap that was stolen.
Significantly more.
With money that I got because I actually paid my insurance quote.
So I like hard liquor better.
All right, we did Jack and we did Mike.
Fuck off.
Connor.
Fuck off.
What did you do?
Apparently Betty.
Connor, tell the loyal
Betty
listeners.
Keeps touching my ear.
Not that part.
Okay. If you're still listening at this point, you are loyal.
Or
hi, Mom.
Equally likely.
Anyway. So, between the last podcast and the current date, I have successfully...
The current date!
6-2-2013.
I successfully
graduated high school.
Woo!
Oh, you did?
What an accomplishment.
Why'd you tell us we would have come and not really been there?
What an accomplishment,
no,
man.
I'm crying because I didn't want you guys to come and, like, tell embarrassing stories or stare at my mom.
Don't worry, we could have come and then your mom would have made us come.
Ah!
Love you, Connor.
So, I successfully stripped all of my Dark Angels models and painted one entire whole Ravenwing biker.
I'm so damn proud.
You stripped all the rest of them?
Yeah.
I'm painting them green again?
The ones you painted that were actually really awesome.
Oh, no. Sorry. The ones that I painted that were awesome, I left.
You painted one biker.
Yes.
I'm going to say that's a bigger accomplishment than finishing high school.
Yes.
High school was actually really easy. Painting a biker was fairly difficult.
Easy like your mom.
Easy like Sunday morning.
God damn it! I was stuttering. My tongue got all big and dry. And
so, yeah, that's what I've done.
Oh, I can fix that.
I also went to prom. That was good. That was
nice. What happened at prom, Connor?
He apparently nothing. Told us. Remember, it was already recorded.
Yeah, we already recorded.
Just like all the rest of
this
travesty.
Apparently, you and prom don't mix.
No.
And you apparently can't mix with anybody
women
else.
Women don't mix, like, as a general thing.
Betty has that same problem.
Wait, yep. Who was that hottie you were with at prom, though? Yeah.
My date?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was...
Yeah, go Connor.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
He couldn't close the deal, though.
She wasn't interested?
No, not at all.
No, okay.
No.
Never mind.
So.
You said a roofied her.
God damn it.
God damn it. I should have shut up.
I told you to shut up.
I know.
All right. Station identification.
I Facebook stalk.
That.
It's okay.
There's 3 more people to go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Until we have 0 listeners.
I think you're giving us a bit of a high estimate there, Jack.
All right, if you have made it to now,
congratulations. Mike loves you. That's not saying much.
No. Mike will buy you a Wraith Knight.
He will.
He will. He signed the papers.
Contact him at mike.hoskins@me.com.
That's actually correct, yes.
How the fuck do you know that?
Shut up.
We email.
Not really.
We used to.
You know who's hot? Power Girl. Oh shit, what was that? What the fuck is happening?
Alright, Connor, finish. You done?
Yeah, I've Daddy, done like 10 minutes ago.
I lost my job, so I've been spending all my time trying to find a new one.
Right, so
congratulations on getting fired.
What, I didn't get fired, I got laid off.
Why'd you get laid off?
Congratulations on getting...
I'll tell you later.
Congratulations on getting laid.
Yay! It only took 22 years.
Ba-dum-bum.
Wait a second. We got two versions on the show.
Wait, what?
Shit.
What? Connor, eat this.
Be quiet.
Dude, is this how it's going to be all night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay.
Next, Betty gives you something to eat.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey,
Connor,
oh.
Hot dogs.
Wieners. I spit on that one.
You know, I don't care.
Who else needs to go?
I saw that on Facebook.
Duncan!
Mike Bunch.
Wait!
Me.
You.
Wait, you gotta finish.
Me.
I told you, I haven't done jack shit because I'm trying to find a job.
Okay.
You.
Proud of you.
And me.
I'm not proud of me.
Me.
I wish I still had a goddamn job.
Yeah.
Seth.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
What have you done?
Before we go on, we have Betty, Jack, Connor, Seth, Mike, and Duncan. There we go. We got that covered. I
wanted to introduce myself.
I actually did something this week.
Other than a stripper.
You missed. That wasn't this week. I don't play Necrons, but I did make 12 Wraiths out of Tomb King models.
Which Why?
There we go. Which, yeah, Duncan saw them. They look really cool.
Was it the Spider Rider?
No.
Snake Rider things?
The Stalkers? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I made 6 from the guys that are actually... like the actual stalkers, because they're carrying lamp, like
right.
And then I made 6 out of just the snakes that the skeletons are supposed to ride, but I chopped the skeletons off. That's
now,
what I did.
Why did you do that?
Because I didn't want to buy wraiths, and I have all these Tomb Kings I'm never going to play with because no one plays fantasy around here.
I only do because no one ever wants to play around here.
What I did was I chopped the snake tails off and then green stuffed it to make it look like they were coming out of sand. It looks really cool.
Not like rabbit tails or...
DuckTales. So, if I ever wanted to play Necrons,
give me one for that.
I have 12 Wraiths ready.
Well, yeah, that's good.
Nice.
With Wraith Tails.
No, that was weak.
Not aeroplanes or Charlie
Chaplin. I didn't
Chaplin.
Do anything else.
That was it?
Okay.
That was actually a lot of work.
It didn't seem like a lot of work.
To cut off the tail.
It only took you like 30 seconds.
Yeah, Seth. He went to prom and graduated high school. What did you do?
Oh, wait,
he's been doing that for 4 years.
I thought of one more significant accomplishment.
I graduated high school 8 years ago. Doesn't
no one
count?
Cares!
Yeah.
8 years. I thought you were older than that.
Jesus Christ.
No.
I hate all of you.
8 years ago.
And now we go to Duncan, who actually...
Graduate school takes a long time.
I graduated high school 15 years ago.
Duncan is busy hating
That's
life right now
as
because
old as I am.
He's
Forty-five.
Probably cut that
you
out.
Ate 45 years.
I ate 45 McNuggets Friday night in a move in 1 hour.
I'm sorry, but
okay.
Cool.
I've got a larger accomplishment than that.
What?
I have a wife and 2 girlfriends at the same time. Fuck you.
Wait, what? You have
what?
My attention.
Wait, what?
All right,
let's elaborate. All
right, So. Since our last podcast, I have built, fully converted and built a Demon Prince. I knew that would get everybody's attention.
Oh,
come on!
I have converted a Juggernaut Lord, Cornate Space Marine Juggernaut Lord. 10 Marines with the Iron Warrior stuff I'm doing. And, started on 10 scouts for them. I'm not really sure how if I'm happy with that or not.
Did you already talk about the...
And I've also started on 20 cultists for them.
Started? What are the Forge World guys that you got that you're using as obliterators?
The Mechanicum Phalcs.
Yeah.
Or the Phalcs, or however the hell you pronounce it.
Oh, I like
this. They're awesome. They're larger than Terminators. They're taller than Terminators. They're wider than Terminators.
Those are really nice models.
Those are beautiful.
Yeah,
I really like
and
them. I put together like
now Forge World has put out more stuff from them. they're creating an entire Forge World, a Mechanicum army now, from what it looks like. They've got this thing that's bigger than a Dreadnought, and also looks awesome. And I really thought about getting one or two of those to work as Demon Princes, and then I went ahead and built a new Demon Prince instead anyway.
Alright, so we did hobby stuff. Let's talk about games real quick, because I played two games today.
They ended very, very quickly.
I played a game.
That both ended very quickly. One of them we won't talk about, because who cares about Dark Eldar? But let's talk about Eldar.
Very nice segue, Seth.
I played a game with the new Eldar Codex, which came out like 3 days ago, right? Yeah,
close enough. No, technically, came out yesterday.
Okay, it came out yesterday. Whatever. Whenever it came out, it came out.
By the time this podcast gets up, it'll be a month ago.
So, Mike and I played an 1850 game, and point out that the Illic Night Spear models rules for infiltrating
Blood Dark Angels.
Yes, okay.
Dark Blood Angels.
Are not clear. And so you stick him with a unit of Wraithguard, and you kill Mike's whole army the first turn. Game over. All right, Eldar are awesome. The end. Wait.
How long do you think it'll take for that to be changed?
Wraith Knights killed... You didn't even roll the three normal saves. He flat out... One Wraith Knight flat out killed 11 Space Marines. With that Sun Cannon thing. All right, that's all we need to say about Eldar. They're awesome. Let's move on.
Done.
Okay. Done.
Cool. Well, thank you all for joining us now on BPR6. brought to you by...
Guinness, Jameson, and Bailey's.
Yes. Tonight, on this podcast, we had...
Oh.
Duncan.
There we go.
Fuck you.
Here we go.
And, in the colon.
And...
Mike.
And...
Dr. Bitches.
And...
This pizza.
And...
This pizza. Yeah.
Ready?
And... Jack? Thank you all. Good night and good luck.
What the hell are you talking about?
What? I thought we were done.
Oh, no.
No.
No, no. No.
Okay, never mind then.
Okay, that Illidan crap rolls. Illidan? Is it Illidan?
Illic Night Spear.
Wait. That was this week in hobbying. Let's talk about Eldar.
That later. Would be a great porn star name.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
I want to be Illic Night Spear.
You bend into the darkness. All of a sudden, bam.
Can we break now? For real?
You want a break?
Can we break? That's long enough for this part.
Okay, station identification.
Wait, Duncan, what are we breaking for?
My fucking sanity.
There we go.
All right.
See you after the station identification.
For Duncan's sanity.
All the other places, too.
I think you'll find that the universe pretty much covers everything.
Shut up, woman, get on my horse. Look at my horse. My horse is amazing. Give it a lick. It tastes just like raisins. With a stroke of its mane, it turns into a plane. Then it turns back again when you tug on its winky.
Ooh, that's dirty.
Do you think so? Well, I better not show you where the lemonaders make sweet lemonade. Ooh, sweet lemonade. Sweet lemonade. Ooh, sweet lemonade. Get on my horse, I'll take you around the universe and all the other places too.
I think you'll find that the universe pretty much covers everything.
Shut up, woman, get on my horse.
Is this the 1 hour version?
Yes, it is!
Okay, we're done.
Did we record that?
Welcome back to BPR6, episode 21.
Oh my God.
The insanity hasn't stopped. I think I'm sober now because I peed.
No, Jack. No, you're not.
I'm still sober, unfortunately.
Shut up. So you saw nothing. Thank God.
So I think next off, we're going to go over the Eldar Codex. Codex.
What the hell are you talking about?
Let's do the Codex.
Let's talk. Let's actually... Before we actually break open the meat and bones of the mechanics in the Eldar Codex, there's something I'd like to bring up.
Go for it.
Eldrad is not dead.
No.
And the 13th Black Crusade never happened.
Yeah.
No, it happened. It's starting.
It's beginning now. They haven't invaded Cadia fully. They haven't destroyed three of the Blackstone fortresses. Eldrad has not been killed. Half the Imperium in the Segmentum Obscurus or Solar, whichever it is,
has not been plunged into anarchy and war. Fuck you, GW, for taking that entire summer that I played more games than I should have and throwing it out the fucking window.
Oh, come on. I can't blame him for that one.
I fought for Chaos. I wanted to take Cadia. They just took everything that I worked for, both in Battlefleet Gothic and in 40K, and flushed it.
Well, if they had found some way to keep everything accountable, it might have not been a problem. Instead of people just going online, yeah, Chaos 1, Chaos 1, Chaos 1.
Yes, Jack.
You wanted to take Canada?
I wanted to take Canada.
Well, he did blame Canada.
I do constantly blame Canada. And Norwegian.
What the fuck? Mike, no. No. We've already said it once. We're not going to do it again.
I've heard this one.
Alright, I'm done.
Can someone take his iPad and throw it across the room?
That's right.
What is this podcast about?
Canada.
Today, it's about whatever the hell you all ramble about, me just interviewing Jack S.
So, the 13th Black Crusade didn't happen yet, or is in the process.
It just started. And Elgrad's not dead yet. Cadia hasn't been conquered.
I wanted the 14th Black Crusade.
So now, we're at the point where GW is not only not
progressing
the fluff at all, but
instead
going back.
Yeah, they're reverting
backwards.
Fluff. In fact, considering that Forge World keeps putting up
Horse something hot off the presses,
they are reverting
for news and rumors.
We go all the way back to Horse Heresy.
Yay! In fact, soon we'll be playing 20K.
Shit. Man, that horse guy is really great.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a swell guy.
He wins Worlds for the Emperor. I can't.
Suddenly, we're all playing Flames of War. How the hell did this happen?
I'd be fine with that.
Oh
god!
All right, I get the dice.
Oh god! Yeah. Now we're playing blue and gray.
No, it's
great.
It's completely fine.
Great.
Until you realize that it's GW making it. And
oh
you're
shit!
Like, that's not fine.
Now we're playing
Warhammer
Ancients. What the fuck?
They will sue Flames of War for copyright infringement.
Yes, for a game that they made after.
Exactly.
Totally makes sense.
Shut up, Connor.
I don't think you understand. GW has a copyright on World War II.
News. Pick me.
Jack, hold on.
Seth?
Breaking news from Seth.
And now news and rumors with Jack.
So, I want to see GW sue Disney for the Iron Man armor that looks remarkably like a Terminator.
The bad thing is, I think they'd win.
Woohoo.
GW
or Disney?
Well, they're both evil empires. No matter what, we're all gonna lose.
I would much rather
Disney has more money.
I'd much rather see Disney win over GW.
I'd rather see GW win.
Why?
Because then there would probably be part of the settlement would probably be a contract to actually get decent 40K films made.
I would
much rather see GW win that lawsuit.
In my head, I see GW losing and Disney owning GW, and then
Hero
Clips. Johnny Depp being the emperor.
And the Horus.
Oh, God.
Wesley
Snipes being the salamander dude.
Vulcan.
Wait, I've got an idea. Johnny Depp can play everyone, but they always wear their helmets.
I'm fine with this.
Robert Downey Jr. being Robert Gould.
Right, so 40. What the fuck are you doing again, Mike?
We've apparently bored Mike because now he's playing games.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson being horse. as the Tooth Fairy.
Oh my god! Driving a cab.
If you all could have seen the expression on Duncan's face,
all directed by Joss Whedon.
Well, it's going to be a good movie.
God, the nerds.
Yeah.
I'll be okay with that.
I'll watch it. Yeah.
Somehow River Tam makes an entrance as the first Sister of Silence.
Sure, why not?
I'm sharks.
Mike, why are you playing games?
Who's Nathan Fallon?
Nathan Fillion?
Yeah.
Logan?
Eldred.
Because he's kind of a dick.
Oh, God, this has gone downhill. Even worse.
When you thought it couldn't get any worse. Wait, we gotta
have a female in there somewhere. Or did you
We have River Tam or Summer Glau as the first Sister of Silence. Remember?
God damn it. I tried.
We got RuPaul as Vulcan.
Okay.
Yeah. Affirmative action, yay. What do you think, Jack?
He doesn't, which is why he's this way.
True.
So.
You can eat humans. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hannah Montana.
As
Robot Grilly Man. Because he is Mary Sue.
Yeah, I really don't know that much of the fluff back from then, so I don't really, I really got nothing. But I'm sure he's something.
It's because you suck, Jack.
I don't suck like you suck.
Yeah, but I can say that.
I can say that too.
Jack, do not commit a hate crime.
I'm being factual.
Stop being factual. I will smack you.
Yeah, I hope everybody here becomes, except for myself, becomes turned into a server. I'd be fine with that.
Why?
What? What?
We're going to have the beaver as the...
Beaver fever?
Well, that's really slow.
Apparently it's not just hate him.
Okay, I'm done now.
Okay, Jackson.
We'll go back and use your rumor in a minute. But Duncan, anyway, what were you saying?
I don't remember this one.
I would really like to see GW win that fight against Disney.
Why?
Because, like I said, both of them are evil empires. And, like I said, if GW won it, we might actually get a decent movie.
But if we see GW prevail over Disney, a huge corporation, we might actually see them going after other people more brazenly.
I'm fine with this. If GW puts out a decent 40K movie, I'll sit there and give them more money than I have to.
I would not be okay with that. I really wouldn't.
After the first one?
No, just GW being the evil empire conquering everybody.
I'd be fine with it.
Turtle.
Because somehow, some way, I would find a way for it to be decent.
No, you won't.
No.
Okay, you'll be able to find it decent when the next IG codec is the lead commander is Mickey Mouse because they got a copyright for him and you got to pay an extra $550 on top of the $150 for your Knight Templar washing dreadnought great light oval face.
I'll proxy
with fucking Pluto walking around and you won't be able to take that tournament because the GW at that point will all own tournaments.
Alright, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But the major tournaments will be at Disneyland.
Ooh.
Epcot Center is 40K.
We can go to Disneyland.
Yeah. Epcot Center is where the Golden Thrones lie.
You can have the boat ride as
the age of that's technology.
That's Tibet.
Put a little Mio into the water to get it weird colors.
Yeah, no.
Okay, what are we talking about? Because we're just totally lost.
You were talking about GW Disney.
River of denial.
I'm sobering up. We got to do something.
Duncan, go get more alcohol.
Yes.
Okay, Seth, tell us about Eldar.
About Eldar?
Seth.
That's not news and
news
rumors.
News and rumors, please.
Oh, we're showing news and rumors. I thought we moved on.
No, you moved on. The rest of us have.
What about this picture of the next white dwarf we've already seen?
With the corn thing?
Duncan?
Yep.
Yeah, tell us about that.
I saw it posted on Facebook.
It looks bitchin'.
It looks really sweet. It's prompting the apocalypse, the 40K apocalypse, the new expansion. Which is apparently going to be a redo of the old expansion.
So you mean we got another expansion that no one will play?
And it looks like a Cornate Demon engine from Epic. I think it was called a Blood Slaughterer. I'm not certain.
God damn it, now I gotta look it up.
Yeah, please do.
It's the Blood Knight.
The Blood Knight?
The Blood Knight. Knight.
Is that what it is called or what it was called?
It's all the information we have so far. The Blood Knight.
Okay, well it looks like a Blood Slaughterer.
Well, the Blood Slaughterer, they already have a Blood Slaughterer.
Bullshit, look it up. Epic Blood Slaughter. I guarantee you'll find it.
I don't really feel like Googling that right now.
That's fine.
So, you like it. It's got a puncher gun, something in the gut.
Yeah,
it's got a giant axe.
It's got a cow catcher made of the corn symbol with skulls.
Yeah. It's pretty much a Bane Blade. It
looks like a golden corn symbol with diamonds.
Yep.
It does. Blinging.
And all I want really to do is get one and kitbash the hell out of it into something that's not going to suck. Because, let's be honest, if they're putting out for chaos, it's going to suck.
I like to refer back to the Hell Turkey.
Yeah, but that's the only thing that makes up for the whole codex.
Truthfully, it is. It's one of the very few things in that codex that's worth a damn.
Maybe I'm just bitter against it.
Maybe that's because you got your ass beat by it every time you played against it.
Very fucking bitter against it.
That's okay. I'm going to start bringing three of them.
That's okay. I'm going to start bringing Tau.
Yay!
I proved my point that Tau don't have a way to stop three of them.
But you know who does?
Really?
Yes.
You can shoot one.
No, I can shoot three of them.
Nope, you'll be able to shoot one.
I can shoot three of them.
How? At one time?
Yes.
With a whole army of Tau, or just with Tau allies?
With three different units.
Okay.
And I will bring that motherfucker down.
That's if you take an entire Tau.
Connor, shut up.
IG. Nine Vendettas can take out your three.
Yes.
Hell turkeys.
Speaking of a Nine Vendetta 1850 list.
Yep.
Yep.
9 Vendettas, a Hell Turkey, a Flying Demon Prince.
Oh, God, no.
A Flying Demon Prince with the Burning Brand of Scalthrax.
It's doable.
Two squads of Fatal Legion.
Yep.
And two squads
of... I'm kidding, you're
and, sorry, one squad of Cultists. It's 1845.
You know what also will take down a Hell Turkey?
If you flip the fucking table?
Someone deciding to hover and then all of a sudden get stabbed by play bears and demons.
A Hell Turkey Hawk?
No, that's guilty.
Hell Chicken Hawk.
Hey, he said hover. Plague bears, go stab, stab, stab.
I've never understood people wanted to hover with that thing, because then the plague bears just eat it alive. I don't get it.
Not everybody brings plague bears.
But I do, and every time someone hovers with it, I kill it with plague bears.
You touch it and it no bad naughty spots.
Yes, I do. Actually, I tickle it and it's no baddie spots.
Oh, fine. Is this like a slap and tickle again?
Yes.
Yes. Except with very rusty things that probably give you some kind of STD.
Tetanus.
Other news and rumors,
give
Jack?
Me a clap.
I would honestly quit even looking at rumors.
You know why there aren't any rumors?
Because nobody can keep the fuck up.
Because
everything we find
Fate 212
is
has been completely dead, even though he's got that blogspot thing going. What? He's not even posting things every day.
What an asshole.
I quit paying attention even before that. Because I directed their releasing stuff.
We're not finding out what they're going to put up before they come out.
It's the rate at which they're not letting anybody know anything. Mm-hmm. So there are no news and rumors. Other than, this just in,
the release order. And that's
GW's price hike.
Yep. What? I told you.
God damn it.
Here we go.
Wraith Knight is now $130.
No.
Fuck.
No models went up in price. They are already increased.
What?
Yep, they haven't
told
anybody.
Why do you think all the Eldar stuff is as expensive as it is?
You mean like
the
Avengers being twice the cost?
Right.
For after models.
Their official price hike list... paints go from $370 to $4 a piece.
Oh no.
Okay, wait, stop right there.
Okay.
Gentle viewers.
Jack, please don't shoot anyone.
I want you to go ahead and throw out there that Vallejo, both Game Color and Model Air are both outstanding lines that are still, you get more paint by volume for, you know, $279. Also, Badger Minotaur Air is great airbrush paint, and you can use a brush with it. And you can go to Amazon.com and you can look up the complete set. You can get the complete set for $156, and it is 52 colors plus 6 technicals,
and which is less than $3 a piece.
It was less than your piece. Or you can go to Spiky Bits or a lot of other retailers and buy them individually. And individually, they range anywhere. You can get Spiky Bits. He has a slight discount on it there, around $3. Or you can get it from Badger themselves, which there are $333. And those are, I want to say, 4-ounce bottles versus the GW pot of 0.75 ounce. So if you'd please go out there and do that, you'd be awesome. Because spending $4 for paints that will dry out 3 days after you buy them, in my opinion, is not worth it. And this has been a public service announcement brought to you by Blackjack.
You're also getting paid by Vallejo, right?
That's a good point. I'm gonna go look at the.
Okay, go on.
Okay,
Jack.
Other than the paint pots, the other things increasing in price are the spray paints.
Yay,
Jack.
Hold on. This one's on me.
Okay.
Seriously, if you're buying GW spray paints to do anything with, you're a fucking idiot.
Where are they going up to?
That's all.
GW spray paints are going from $15.75, already a ridiculous amount, to $16.50.
Oh, wait. So, okay. Pause this for a second.
No, fuck you.
Okay. No, we'll stop. Seriously. Stop. God everybody damn it. Stop talking.
Okay. Now, what are you trying to say, Jeff? What? You get ran halfway across the store. What do you want?
Okay. I'm out of breath. I can't breathe.
Fat man. Breathe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, GW only provides two different colors for their spray paints for $16-something.
$15.75 to $16.50.
From $15.75 to $16.50.
For Chaos Black, White Spray, and Matte Varnish.
You can
Matt
go
Ward?
To... you can get...
Is it about useless?
Army Painter.
Pretty much.
For $14.99 for a multitude of different colors from anywhere from Ultramarine Blue, which is an Enchanted Blue, to Chaos Black, to Circle Green,
and plus the Mephiston Red.
It basically anything you want for $14.99, and it will save you a lot of work. If you're looking for more basic colors, you can go to Walmart and get Rust-Oleum from about $3 right there. Or you could take the plunge and buy a airbrush and a compressor, which will, by the time you buy all the GW paints, you'll spend anyway. And this buy Minotaur, find an Amazon complete set for $158, spray paint your colors, or base color how you want, along with do highlights and a lot of other cool things. This has been a public service now, and I've been brought to you by Blackjack. Thank you.
All right, also on the list.
Jack, did you having a fun just now?
He's having fun, yes.
Yeah.
The Citadel Spray Gun, the Hobby Starter Set, the 40K Paint Set, the Warhammer Paint Set, the Scenery Painting Pack. Jack, do you have anything to say about those?
What's the spray gun going up to?
The Citadel Spray Gun Propellant.
Can full of gas.
The canned air?
It's the canned
can air.
The canned air going from 9 to 950.
Okay.
I'm not going to pause it again, Jack.
Ladies and gentlemen. You can go you can go to Hobby Lobby or Amazon, and you can buy a compressor for as low as $50. That's been a public service announcement brought to you by Jack Ross.
Next on the list, the Hobbit.
Please tell me the trolls are going on.
Trolls, yes.
And what was the other things? Like
the Warhammer 40K paint set, the Warhammer paint set, and the Scenery Painting Pack.
What's the paint sets?
The paint sets are going
The Dark Angels.
$37.25 to $39.
Okay.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Both of those. I like to say that you can go on to Badger Military Paint and Badger and buy a starter set for Military Paint for $20. This has been a perfect service now brought to you by Badger Paints.
Jack, we're not getting paid by them.
I don't give a
not yet.
Crap.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
After this episode, not ever.
All right, The Hobbit Unexpected Journey paint set from $40 to $43. Jack?
I'll rather go ahead and say, who's really fucking playing the goddamn fucking Hobbit? If you're playing the fucking Hobbit, go decide, fucking pull the trigger and shoot yourself in the fucking head so nobody got to clean the fucking mess. That's why you're doing it outside. Or do it in the fucking bathtub with fucking plastic towels and fucking plastic liner and a tarp. That why your fucking loved ones ain't got to clean up the goddamn fucking brain matters. This has been a public service now to brought to you
from Colt.
From Springfield XDM.
Oh God, it hurts.
Seth.
You may continue.
I love you.
I think I broke Seth.
Also on the list, all the paintbrushes.
Okay, no, Jack, no.
Hold on.
No.
There's one GW paintbrush that I actually think is worth a shit.
Oh, okay.
In total. Which one? It's the big ass, the one I used to put,
yeah, that tells me nothing. Which one?
Yeah, the big ass fucking thing. It's like $6 or $8 normally.
A large
brush. That, there is a large brush and a wash brush.
Wash brush.
Each going from $6.60 to $8.25.
Fuck you, GW.
Fuck you, indeed.
I'll just go to Walmart and get the ones for like a dollar.
That's what I do.
Oh, wait. That's what I've been doing for a while.
Gentle viewer, I would like to point to you to a website called Back to Bases, where you can get a wide variety of paintbrushes. Back to Bases. Basics. Where you can get I can't remember whatever fancy brush term it is, but these high-quality brushes for around $9. That are actually two pieces, so
they're more expensive than GW paintbrushes.
They're
also much better.
By 50 cents, and that they actually are two pieces, and you can put the cap back over the bristles, so you don't damage bristles in transport. And they're $9. I know that I'm saying it's 50 more cents than GW, but I think at this point we're all saying fuck you, GW. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Blackjack. Thank you.
Yeah, can I have a PSA again, dude?
This is a PSA for PSAs.
If I continue to do PSAs,
apparently I won't be sacked. And this has been another PSA brought to you by Blackjack.
Jack, I have one question for you about your PSAs. Where did you get the hands?
No, seriously, where did you get all the hands?
I'm next going to ask you about the gobble gobble.
You got that from the turkey neck.
All right.
Has anybody ever told you about my grandmother's famous hair pie? All the sailors loved it.
They came back from the war and all of them were asking for it.
Don't even get me started on the gobble gobble.
Grandma, no!
And this has been a PSA brought to you by Red vs. Blue.
I don't think even their drunk tank would want to be associated with this.
Oh, yeah. There's somebody staring. always feel like somebody's watching me. I mean, serious. My cousin.
All right, I think we have zero
more news.
More news and rumors.
News-wise, for $115, you do at least get three sprues.
Oh, wait. News-wise, Eldar came out.
Eldar came out.
They did?
There you go.
Only $115.
And since our last one, High Elves came out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really care about High Elves.
No, and
I
mean,
no one square bases.
Fancy people.
And for HeroClick, you can get Iron Maiden now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Didn't we talk about this at the very beginning?
I know, but it's still that
amazing. Although, that's kind of hazy at this point.
And coming to a store near you.
What?
Mage Knight.
Mage
Knight.
Ow.
Yay,
who cares? Fish.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
And you have no privacy.
Alright.
Yeah.
I just get lost.
Flashback.
Dreamforge has released their Chaos version of their Titan.
Yep.
That looks pretty badass.
And,
comes with the scythe.
Yep.
Yeah.
What the hell are you on about, Mike?
Nothing. He's on about some shark game. And in keeping with stuff that has happened in late, the...
can't really berate Mike for doing a shark game.
Okay, that's fair. You can.
Fucking fish won't run away. Stop running! Sorry, Duncan. Continue.
The latest Mantic game broke $1.1 million on their Kickstarter today. Dead Zone...
Oh, yeah.
Something.
Or something.
That looked kind of interesting, actually.
Thingamajig.
Yeah.
No, Seth.
Go ahead, Seth.
Wait. Did we ever talk about the secret weapon tiles?
I don't think we did.
I don't think we have.
That was Ammo Train podcast where we were in podcast for like 3 months.
So, secret weapon minis, fuck you to GW.
One by one tiles that are injected plastic.
Yeah.
High quality.
A lot cheaper than...
And way cooler looking.
One foot by one foot?
Yeah.
I didn't see these.
Yeah. And depending on how much funding they get, they already have other tiles, like, dreamed up. And not only are they doing tiles, but they have trained to go with tiles. Like, the first one is called Scrapyard, which has, like, molded, like, tires and scrap. I don't look at it, but in my mind, it looks like it'll be for, like, somebody, like, I have an orc army. I need a junkie looking.
A junkie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can buy scrap heap walls and other crap for it. And they have what they want to do is they want to keep building these specialty tiles for and the long specialty train they can do for each one. I think they had 4 or 5 that they have, you know, computer drawn up that they can do that they're trying to get the funding for.
You said secret weapon.
Secret weapon.
Secret weapon.
They, you know, they're the people that do. They got bases, pigments,
weathering
washers.
Powder.
Yeah. So they're dabbling at that. It's an all-American company.
Yeah, which I like.
It's high-quality stuff. It has a little bit of flex to it, but not like you're going to break it. MGB did a
Rob great, Bear.
Yeah, did a good review over it because they sent him a promo tile out of it. They locked together. I think it's a really cool concept, and I think it's really something that, you know, if you have the money and want to fund Kickstarters like that, that's probably something you should look forward to.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I wholeheartedly concur about funding an American company doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have been really happy with the stuff I have funded lately, which is so far consisted of myself. So far, I have not disappointed myself yet. So, I'm good with this kind of thing.
Oh, Dark Eldar.
What do you guys think about Kickstarter? Is it gonna?
I think crowdfunding is a huge thing. I think it's gonna continue. I think it's gonna get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think we're all gonna get more and more and more annoyed with it, because eventually people will start putting out games specifically through that, rather than putting them out normal way they're supposed to, and pissing me off to no end.
Mm. Yeah, but it's smart on their part, because at least they can get funding for
it's
things
smart
that
on
people
small
actually
companies'
want.
Part, yes.
Yeah.
The problem is, soon I see people like Privateer Press and GW doing it, saying, hey, would you like a new Chaos range? Go ahead and fund us putting new molds together. By the way, we'll sell them to you at last year's regular price.
So that's going back to the whole entire table, whole entire thing of what Blue Table Painting did last year, which was for funding for them because they're about ready to go under.
Yeah.
And they were just basically selling what they sell on their website for whatever painting level you want.
Yeah.
So, I personally think that we're going to end up with a lot of games that are initially funded, but then die quickly after because there's a new shiny coming up. Right,
Warzone's back. I mean, Cronopia is going to be the next thing. I don't really see a lot of these things sticking around for long enough to matter. The problem.
Yeah, I see the Robotech. I see the BioTech people picking up some of the Robotech stuff.
I actually played that new Robotech game at Adepticon. It was actually pretty neat.
I wanted a Zentradi Battle 5, but I didn't get one.
I got one. How'd you not get one?
Try to get to play.
I was too lazy to go down there.
That was my point, too.
After all those years I played the Robotech RPG, I couldn't help but get one.
Well, we all knew what I was doing.
Getting drunk?
Yeah.
Playing with the sheets.
Yeah.
My sheets.
No, they were my
sheets.
I did come over there and jump you one night, though.
That was uncomfortable.
Weird.
Ended up with a strange mount on me. Then there was a dog pile with Jack on the bottom.
I got some weird comments about that when I got back to school the next week.
That was amazing. I got some weird comments at work from that picture.
The fact that you had three guys on top of you, one shirtless.
Jack, how are you still walking out of that? You have a bad back.
Right, I chose not to accept that on my timeline.
Yeah.
That was probably a wise decision,
yes.
Steph. I will say, Jack, your face in those was fantastic. You look like you're really enjoying it.
I chose not to accept it, especially because in the picture that was put up, my hand is on Connor's ass.
Yeah, it is.
Don't worry, he's legal.
Very
he's
much
legal.
On my ass.
Is that a Riptide in the background?
You're welcome, Connor.
Yeah, in the Dark Eldar book?
Sure.
I'm being serious.
I don't know.
Wait, what?
No, that's just not.
This is going to be the most horrible podcast in the history of podcasts.
I thought we already determined that. That if for the one person that was still listening, hi mom.
Here I have a giant steaming pile of shit award.
Swordfish.
You can have two.
But mine's way bigger.
Swordfish. You can have two. You can have two.
That's all the news and rumors I got. Let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah.
Oh, for tonight.
No.
Yes.
That segment. That segment is over.
So,
in this segment?
Okay, station identifications.
News and rumors. 40K Radio, do you see what they're doing?
No.
I know that Romeo has filed an injunction against Tasty Taste.
Yes.
Wait.
That's something big we need to talk about.
I'm thinking, not 40K Radio. 40K Universe? 40K...
I got a headache.
40K...
What are you doing?
Nation. No, 40K Nation. There we go. Thank you, Jack. So... Since nobody posts anything on Rankings HQ anymore, and nobody cares about that, 40K Nation has done a thing where you can get on there and post friendly games, a tournament organizer can post tournament games, and it's a way... It's one of the better systems, because, like...
I'm only going to play noobs.
Star Wars, the card game, which was huge, used, like, the chess ranking system and got on there, and they had, like, a... There was a city... guide, there was a state guide, and there was a nation guide of rankings.
Okay.
And so you could actually get on there and see how you rank up against people who are playing the game.
Okay.
Which is nice, because then you could see their lists, or you could see their decks in the case of Star Wars.
Okay.
And when you went to national tournaments, you knew who to look out for, and you could prepare for each other. So 40K Nation has put this site together where you can sign up, create a username, get on there, and log games that you've played. You can show which armies you played. You can say who won. I think it's a good idea.
It helps a good idea.
Because that's, I mean, it helps grow the community.
Uh-huh.
Because then when you show up to tournaments, you know...
Who to watch out for?
You've seen people who win. And you can be like, okay, this person is really good in their meta at their store. And then you can gauge yourself against them when you actually play them in a tournament. It's a good idea as long as everyone doesn't decide to get on there and post bogus stuff.
Which, as we all know, happens frequently.
Which will happen. And they even admitted in an interview with Pat on the last 11th Company episode that they have no way of preventing people from getting on there and posting bogus matches.
Yeah. They even flat out said that?
Yes. So why even do this?
How
is my question.
Would you?
Because, as we all know, something that everybody wants is a way to say that you're the best 40K player ever.
Number one 40K player.
U.S.
It still doesn't make any sense, though. Why would you want to get on there and post bogus stuff when you're just going to show up at a tournament and get your ass kicked?
Because some people don't actually intend to go to the tournaments. They just intend to go ahead and
say that they're good
and say that they're better than everybody because they can go, oh, look, well, I'm ranked better than you on this because this is a shiny little whatever the hell. It'll work.
I have a couple more things I want to talk about.
Go ahead.
No, this is actually legitimate. Oh. The combat company in Australia.
Right.
This
is the Eldar thing.
Yeah, this is the Eldar thing. It's talking about how... And this isn't really a surprise because it's GW and their company stores. Basically, how all the company stores are getting all theirs. There's not enough stock for a worldwide shipment, and GW's not guaranteeing anything for anybody that's not a GW store.
Whereas the GW stores are still fully stocked.
Right.
There's a hear from Andy.
Yes, it was.
GW is unofficially... We've been told
throttling.
GW are withholding 66% of all stocks, so that's right, 2/3, for their own purposes. And so for 33% for your local neighborhood stores, like Fuck the World Game, FTW Games, Battle Bunker, any place that doesn't have a GW-Hyde Park in front of it. An example. That's divided up for 33% for brick and mortar store, 33% for a mail and online order.
So basically, your local friendly gaming store is only getting a third of the stock. Local friendly gaming store, the online stores, right. et cetera.
And because GW and this is this rumor that it hasn't been officially announced, like places like Memphis has quit making models. GW have moved their supply chain around. So there's.
It is now entirely European
and
Chinese.
China.
European
and Chinese.
So they're not having anything made in the United States of America anymore.
No. So that depending on where your pride stands at, that might stop you from buying GW. If that is, that's your call.
I can't remember the last time I bought a GW model.
Lost train of thought for a second.
Sorry.
But anyway, there is that going on with GW. And that's what actually caused the towel shortage because in the middle of all the towel stuff, that's when they decided that they were going to change their factories from here to over in Europe and China. As far as the community as a whole, like we were jokingly saying a second ago, but sincerely speaking, Romeo from Battle Foam has filed an injunction against Tasty Taste for name discrimination.
For slander.
Whatever. I'm bad with game terms. Or not game terms.
Legal terms?
Legal terms.
There you go.
So that is being fought out right now. What's his name from Fnite 212?
Fnite
212, yeah.
Fnite?
I've been drinking.
Fnite.
Nafka. He is in the middle of fighting with IP lawyers to get his site back and going. I'm trying to honestly remember everything that's going on because there's been a lot of this random smack going around. And my phone's not refusing to load everything that I had. Oh, there you go. Of course, we have the whole entire spiky bits and no bit selling, which I think we talked about last time. I'm not really sure. It's been a long time since our last one. Give me 1 second to figure out what I'm missing because I know I am missing something. I am missing something, but for life of me, I can't remember what I'm missing right now.
Sanity.
Because it was something stupid.
Sobriety.
I'm definitely
a
not.
Soul.
I am definitely not missing either of those.
Someone who's caught up. What's this whole slander thing?
Back in January, I believe, Tasty Taste posted up stuff that he's been towed from different tournament organizers, and the what you have it tournament organizers and tough players about stuff that Romeo from Battle has done.
Breathe,
so,
Mike.
Romeo finally felt like that was slander of his name.
Oh, okay.
So because of that, he filed an injunction.
Injunction.
Cool.
Yes?
What? Oh, my God.
An injunction, and so he had to take down the article. And so they're currently filing that right now. The GW... See, we talked last time about the GW with the salamander, which I think is what I'm thinking about right now.
What?
The salamander with the patch that is like a limited one, free two things by a company over in Europe. Because they said it looked like a salamander.
Right, right, I remember.
That they had in Wonder Books from like the early 2000s.
The lizard with the guns on
its
chest.
Okay. The GW chapter house is still ongoing. I think that's what I have right now. And Mike and Seth are texting you like schoolgirls. I think we'll be right back after the station identification unless somebody else has something.
Station identification.
Having fun. So what would you guys say if I told you I'd not record the last 45 minutes?
I'd be proud of you.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes, I am, actually.
Okay,
okay, station identification. I'll be right back. Go.
Yeah, you love our codecs. They're average. The end.
So last...
Well, thank you all for listening to Battle Plan Rule 6s. We hope you had a wonderful episode. We sure as fuck didn't. From all of us here at Battle Plan Rule 6s, I'm Duncan. This is Mike. There's Connor. There's Seth. There's Betty. Fuck you, Jack. Take us out.
Wishing you all a good night.
God damn it, Jack. Use more energy.
Wishing you all a good night and good luck.
Jack.
This has been BPR 6, episode 21, only lasting 1 hour. Fuck you, 11th Company, 3 hours and plus. The end.
Oh, fair enough.
Love you, Neil, Pat, and all the other random people you have on there.